need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, angels and animals, losers and winners, beauties and the beast. Unleash your beast in a bonobo way. Oh, you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen? We are going to blow the house down tonight, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I want to welcome you to the womb room in Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. It's good to see some old friends looking better than ever. And great to see some exciting new faces and bodies here. And we're going to also examine your sexual souls. Here on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation in your hard drive. And tonight, like I said, we have a bevy of beauties. And the beast, the animal, Batista, Dave Batista, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. Yes, Dave Batista, of course, is the longest running champion in the heavyweight division at the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, and he's also now a hot Hollywood hunk, and a cancer fighter.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I'm fighting against. I'm mostly not a lover. I am mostly a lover, not a fighter. But I'm with you on that fight.
Awesome.
So I'm. Yeah, everybody should see that video you made. It's really a very touching video.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So, welcome. What brings you to me tonight?
I was just curious about the show. I had a friend and my manager, Johnny Ryan, come in last week. And
yeah.
He said, you got to do this show.
You got to do this show. Yes. He didn't say any more.
No, he said, he gave me no choices, man. You're doing it. You got to do it. I actually, you know, I have a flight tonight. I fly out on a red eye. And he said, "You're not leaving. I have to be back in Tampa by tomorrow." He said, "You're not leaving LA until you do this show." So,
Wow.
I'm gonna run to the airport.
Well, you know, not much could keep the animal prisoner. But
well,
I have.
Then again,
a bevy of beauties here that just might. I imagine you could break through just about any shackles, except. Well, I did read somewhere, in fact it was a quote from you, you said, "Your greatest addiction is women."
Did I say that? Well, yeah, you know, there came a point in my career, and, you know, a lot of guys, a lot of professional wrestlers, professional athletes in general, get hooked on painkillers and drugs of this, and, you know, this and that, cocaine, whatever. And I, you know, I always kind of, you know, thought, you know, I'm a lucky guy. I don't have any addictions like that. And,
yeah.
And there came a point when, in my career, that I realized that, you know, my addiction of choice was women. So.
Well, it's a much healthier addiction.
Right.
Although it
right.
can cause some problems.
Yeah, it caused me some problems.
But you know, it's good for the body.
Sure.
I mean, keeps you in shape.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it kind of goes hand in hand.
It does, doesn't it? I mean,
sure.
Don't you think that a lot of athletes
have
strong sex drives?
Yeah, you want to look good, too. You want to look good for chicks.
Get that body going.
Yeah.
My bevy of beauties is nodding, so I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah.
But I want to come back to you. But I first have a gift for you.
Okay.
Now, you collect...
lunch boxes.
I do.
Now... I bet you don't think that your collection of lunch boxes has anything to do with your addiction to women.
I never would have thought that, but no.
But keep in mind that this is a sexology show.
Right.
And we analyze everything sexually.
Right.
Well, what's a vulgar term for the woman's vagina?
I see where you're going with this.
All right.
So I guess I replaced one with the
lunchbox heaven right
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it. It's a treasure.
So, the great Batista. Let's hear it for the great Batista. Start with a U tonight.
The Bronx addict.
Yeah, the Bronx addict. Definitely. I think that's what you should say now. It covers both bases. And joining me again are my great summer sirens, Angela Summers, here in the winter.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to see you. You look gorgeouser than ever.
Thank you, so do you.
Mm.
Get real close to that microphone.
You like my champion belt?
Yes, I noticed.
Better than a corset, holds you in. You can just let it all hang out, nobody knows.
Princess Brown.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Destiny Dixon.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
I am so happy to have you back.
I had a squirting good time last
Squirter.
Crazy girl.
Squirter and motorcycle stunt rider.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. You done some stunts lately?
I have. I actually just did a stunt show up in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. It was fun.
Well, you've got quite an animal in you, too, don't you?
I'm on the go all the time. It's fun.
And you're an athlete?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. And do you like wrestling?
I like the men that wrestle. I like their sweaty bodies and their little tight thongs. That's the
little tight thongs.
I don't really get wrestling. I don't watch it, but I just like the way sweaty men roll around with their muscles.
Is there something?
Look at him. Would you not want to watch him roll around sweating? Come on.
Sure.
Like, you would not want to watch him roll around sweating.
Isn't
like,
that why he's won all those championships?
Exactly. Like, that's...
He looks good doing it.
It's irrelevant. It's hot, of course. But I don't follow it, but it is hot. So high five to that.
Awesome.
High five.
All right. And my lovely ladies, you girls look like twins here. And this is our first time together.
Exactly.
Right. This is Victoria White.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
Yes,
okay. Ma'am. And Samantha Saint.
That is me.
That
yes.
is you. And this is your first time. You're virgins to the speakeasy, like
we
Batista.
Are, yes.
So,
thank you for having me.
How
are
you doing
thank
so
you very
far?
Much. So good.
Yeah.
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 Very happy to be here.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot of rope around your neck. Are you planning on tying someone up
I
with that?
I figured she would probably figure out how to use it later.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that is a sex toy. I I thought so.
Looks like a sex
You did leave that shoot wanting more pussy, didn't you?
She did say that when she came home. She was like,
damn,
oh my
just
goodness.
Horny. I'm about to tell your ass.
We'll talk about it yet. Let's just get situated.
I really spit in my mouth the other day. I never had that happen. I was like,
spit in your mouth.
It was very sensual spit.
I was trying to make
us together, but we were like making out, and I closed my eyes, and we're like all sensual. We're shooting for Penthouse, Danny.com, and she goes to like sensually kiss me and pull my lip down and like bend my head back and like open my eyes, and she's like, open your mouth, baby, and I thought she was going to kiss me.
No.
She sensually, if that can even happen, spit in my mouth, and you know what? Because I had her pussy juice all over my face, it tasted amazing. It was.
I wanted the viewers to imagine like their cum dripping into her mouth, like
oh, doing that.
That's fine. So that's where I was going with that.
It's
it was
a vision.
It was hot.
Spitting, is that against the rules in wrestling, or is that a thing?
No, I've spit on a few guys.
Yeah.
Is it
the way they described it?
Probably not.
I'm a dirty girl. I like to have fun.
You're a dirty girl.
I'll choose that. She's totally dirty.
Have you always been a dirty girl?
I think I've just recently become more comfortable with my sexuality. Being in the business, I mean, I always knew I had urges and things that I wanted to explore, but now I get put into these situations where, you know, it's not what I call civilians, where I have to find them, see if they are interested, and pursue them. It just happens. So, you know, when something like that happens with a gorgeous girl like her, I get really excited and get extra dirty.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
So is my husband getting excited and dirty right in the corner
Sorry.
There? Yeah.
Sorry.
He's clearing his throat. All right. So are you girls all bisexual or lesbian? Mm-hmm.
Bisexual.
So y'all got guys.
Yes.
But then you got a girl.
Yeah.
You bisexual?
I'm not.
Just, you know, I want to include
I'm
you.
I'm not either. Question.
Not that there's anything
not
wrong with it.
What you consider yourself? Don't you consider yourself a lesbian, darling?
I'm a lesbian, yes.
I'm a lesbian, too.
Count me in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Well, there's a lot of, eroticism in ladies wrestling. I mean, I think there is in guys wrestling, too. Do you ever watch guys wrestling?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How about girl wrestling? Do you do that?
Never watched girl wrestling. I did get into the girls' football league, though, lately, the lingerie football league.
That's hot.
Oh, my goodness. I was like,
the lingerie football league. Okay.
Yeah.
My producer, Tasia, is nodding. I think she's a member. So you play football in lingerie.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
And they're so
they
good.
They tackle each other?
They do. They tackle each other. They're like real football players, but in hot lingerie, and they're hot girls, too.
Mm.
They only accept hot girls.
Well, you look like you could be a lingerie basketball player.
Probably.
Yeah.
They should make that league just for me.
Well, maybe you could get it going on.
There you go.
Start the team.
Yeah.
Got to get some momentum going there.
I like the pool tournaments, the women's pool thing.
So they're bent over?
Yeah.
Aiming for that ball.
And they're hitting those balls in those pockets.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Well, I've got a bunch of hotties here. I've got a few more hotties back there. So let's see. So Panty Boy wants to know if you have panties for him.
Of course
I do.
You do. We all three of us wore panties for him.
He found me on Twitter.
Okay, good, because it's his birthday.
Yeah, he's been listening.
Birthday.
Yeah. Well, all month.
I thought it was just Christmas gifts. I thought
that
it was just
what
a Christmas gift.
So maybe one of you could come up and model, and I could introduce another couple of my guests. Who wants to model?
I think she should model her panties and introduce herself. Yeah.
Well, the model doesn't introduce themselves because they don't get a microphone yet. No. Well,
can I show your panties? I think we should let them show their hot panties.
I'll show mine. I don't care.
Everyone's drafting everyone else here.
All right. She wants to show her panties.
I want to see some pussy and some panties.
You want me to come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So you come up. You come up here. This is Daisy Delight, is that right? Coming up to sit at the microphone. Hello, Daisy. Welcome to the microphone.
Hi.
Daisy's a speakeasy virgin, too. Here we go. Wow. How tall are you? You're 5'8". Oh, wait, we do have a microphone, actually.
Yes.
Here you go.
So I am 5'8", without heels.
Huh.
I love tall shoes.
Heels. Yeah. You're almost as tall as Batista now.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to measure.
Close.
Very good.
You're getting there. Okay, so, yeah, you could definitely start the lingerie basketball league.
Please take your panties off now.
Calm down, little girl. Calm down.
I just want to see that tight pussy. I know how pretty it is.
Do I just go right for it?
Would you like some music, or do you
sure,
just want
to... Sure, yeah.
Yeah, a little stripper music?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll hold the microphone. Little stripper music maestro?
Stripper music back there.
Girl, I work out. Girl, look at that body.
You do work out. What kind of workout do you do for the legs?
I love yoga and squats.
Yoga and squats. Here she goes. Samantha Saint. You get this body from yoga and squats. Panties.
Wow.
Leopard.
Woo-hoo. Amazing.
Nice.
I want your panties, but I think Panty Boy wants them.
Yeah, I think so.
Panty Boy wants your panties. I am proud to say that I've had that ass. It is so amazing. Like, I'm like hypnotized right now.
Yeah. He's rocking it. Okay, so you're gonna lose the panties now. They go into the collection.
They go into the collection.
Lovely. Whoa.
I got a panty boy.
How's her grooming? Good? Yeah? Excellent. Excellent grooming. That's Samantha Saint. Okay. I'm going to put these right in the Christmas manger here we have from Divine Interventions. Right by the butt plug baby Jesus. Nothing sacrilegious about it. It's just all in good fun. Okay. We love our religions. Wow. Well, you can stay up here with me because now you don't have a seat.
Or come sit on my lap.
You can just kind of sprawl around. You could play with the Batista doll. He's not allowed to play with you. I think it's sort of against his contract. Just be nice. Play with the doll.
No, be nice to the doll now, Susie.
Yeah.
Be nice to the doll.
Oh, yeah. Don't do anything obscene with the doll.
Okay. It's a very nice doll. just be nice. All right. Where's the microphone? Give her the microphone.
So,
okay.
There you go. You like to play with dolls?
Yeah.
I do now.
Very good. Very good.
Just be nice to the doll, okay? Don't stick the doll inside of you. No.
No
just
penetration.
Sit him on your lap.
Thing.
Be nice. Okay. You can pet him. You know.
It's an action figure.
Christmas.
Oh, it's not a doll?
It's an action figure.
Action figure.
A boyish
with Christmas mittens.
Yes.
He's going to flip you over.
And he's got Christmas mittens. This is the soft side.
Really,
of
he's great.
He can't get another one on.
He can't get his fist is too strong here. Okay. So, so hello to Daisy Delight.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm super.
Look, I mean, we just had a great striptease.
I know.
What do you think of that?
I'm excited.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
So, is this your first trip to the big city?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you know that every place in LA is like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Well, it's all like this, all the nightlife. So, what do you think so far of LA and...
It's better than Ohio. It's cold there. It's really cold. It's like snowing now.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's not... I'm so excited that Destiny's having me out, so...
Yeah.
It's a good
and
time.
And so, are you a porn star, or are you just a porn chick, or are you... What are you?
I'm an adult internet model.
Yeah.
So I do that full-time.
Uh-huh.
And in the next year, I'm working my way to have my own site.
An adult internet model. That's a catch-all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those, right?
Hey, good.
Mostly webcam, definitely.
Webcam. Webcam is it. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold him nicely. Yeah, you are. Okay. Right. You can hold him between your boobs. Is that okay? Hold him between her boobs?
That's
can she
great.
Take her top off? Okay.
No. Be nice to the...
Well, I think you can take your top off. It's an action figure. That's the important thing. We can't call it a doll. Or a lot of little boys will get a complex.
It's an action figure.
And we can't dress it up in your panties or anything like that. I don't think.
Okay.
So
his gloves match your dress.
That would be
dress.
Some fisting right there.
I did
there.
That on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
I
planned it.
You planned
nice.
It.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So so one of you should come up here and help her off with her dress.
Oh, I don't know. Destiny? You seem excited. Or else I will.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you gonna ask me twice.
Okay, here comes Destiny. Motorcycle mama.
She's a badass.
And
you down wrong.
Yeah, adult star vixen in charge of her own company. And Anthony, can you come up to her microphone? See, I'm playing musical microphones now. Can you put down the doll? Yes, we're going to put down the doll, so I'll keep the doll. Excuse me, action figure, right. As long as we don't use it as a dildo, I think it's okay.
No. I'm getting you naked. I'm getting you butt naked. You can start with that necklace, put it on my neck. I'm going to keep it for my next shoot.
Destiny is so commanding. Right. Very, very commanding.
I recognize those shoes.
You fucked me in these shoes. You licked my feet in these fucking shoes.
And doesn't this sound like the beginning of a wrestling match or something? Where they're sort of
but you
like
also rode my face in these shoes. Yeah. I had your come up my nose. It was amazing. All
right. Mm, okay, so now I hold the microphone. Our show. Oh, so we're going to get a little music winner later.
Delirious. Take me away.
Could you turn the doll the other way, please?
Grandma.
Whoa! Look at those muscles.
Under the sun.
Nice. All from yoga.
Very good sex. I get on top occasionally.
All right, music down. Music down. He can't afford. Let's hear it for Destiny and Samantha. And music down. Okay. I want to introduce another guest. You know, so far all my guests have been more or less performers, but then there are the artists behind the scenes, and this is a very special artist behind a very special scene. Everybody know about Stripperella? Everybody? Woo! Stripperella? Yeah. Stripperella, Pamela Anderson, Stanley.
Give us a good striptease.
Okay.
I've been dying for the striptease all week.
The creator of Stripperella, the artist who draws Stripperella, Anthony Wynn.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
And we're just so happy to have a lot of his art around us. There's Stripperella here. And this has been donated to the speakeasy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the new version of Stripperella that we've revamped. Basically, what Stanley and I have done is given her a whole new look. Nothing against Pam Anderson or anything, but we're going away from that.
So redhead now.
Redhead, and more of an idea of the character, and we're branding her in Las Vegas. So essentially what Spider-Man is to New York, she is to Las Vegas.
Right. She's a Vegas showgirl who, you know, who saves people.
Stripper at night and a super agent later at night.
Later at night. Right.
Around this time.
She's got to sleep during the day, right. That's so great. So what is she in right here?
That's a quad runner. Essentially what happened was I was going to put her on a motorcycle, and Stan asked me, and he called, and he's like, oh, Anthony, we got to like give her a new vehicle. All right, that's my Stanley voice, by the way. So,
yeah.
And I was like, "Well, what should we put her in?" And he was like, "Well, what about a skateboard?" And I was like, "Oh no, that's not sexy enough, Stan. We gotta have something where her butt sticks up or something like that." And I was like, "What about like something like a quad runner?" He's like, "What's a quad runner?" I'm like, "You know, it's one of those like you know in the desert, you see a lot of people riding around in them, and you know, it's very appropriate for her. So you could see her ass sticking up and running, you know, driving down the streets of Las Vegas." So.
Definitely appropriate to see her ass sticking up. Yeah. Very good, very good. And and so tonight you are, aside from being a guest, right. you're also drawing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just doing sketches. I just did a sketch of you. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Here, turn it around over here.
He's very talented.
Adorable.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. Very adorable.
So, and you're going to draw naked chicks, too? You can't put naked chicks in the comic, though. Or
oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, you can? Yeah.
Well, the comic that Stan and I did was more implied nudity, but, I draw naked people all the time. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So there's the behind
the
scenes.
Do you think that both these cities will fit on an 8x10?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Okay. Let's test it out.
Well, and you need a Batista character in this.
Oh, absolutely. He's a fitting image for a superhero.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, what type of superhero?
Well, I've got a lot of ideas that we're going to be bouncing around. I think that would be really cool. So,
what do you think? You want to be a comic book?
Yeah, more than anything in the world.
Well, I mean, you already are a comic right. book, aren't you?
I guess somewhat, yeah.
But this guy's an exceptional
right.
artist.
That's, that was my
just
goal.
Being
really
a comic enough. Book yeah. and being a comic book. Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, wrestling is full of comics. I mean, and so is porn in a way.
I would agree.
A lot, you would agree? Explain.
Well, you get put in so many different situations and play so many different roles, you know? You have to embody someone that you're not, like a character in a comic book, right?
Embody someone that you're not? You mean
well,
really inside you're a nun?
Find, I don't know, like...
You totally play like
no, I think
roles.
I know what you mean.
You play different roles every day.
And you make, and you kind
you
of become a caricature of yourself
like being,
in a way.
It's like being a naked actress.
Ah.
We're just very underpaid compared to normal actresses. And we
okay.
do way more fun.
Underpaid.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
I've already been
you
in my...
You should organize a union. I think you could do it if anyone could.
In my career, I have been so many different things. I have been a nurse, a freaking... I mean, anything you
doctor,
can think of.
Lawyer,
a waitress. I mean, anything you can think of, I've played it.
We've decided that waitress is a gateway drug to porn.
I'm not complaining.
But also, a lot of nurses get into porn. Maybe it's because you work with the body and you become less squeamish and, you know, so what? Right?
I'm not really sure.
I think porn is being comfortable with your sexuality.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it doesn't matter who you are or what job you have or what family life you have. You could have a family of 10 or a family of none. But really, I think being in the adult industry is being comfortable with your sexuality and just exploring things you've never explored because it's not natural.
So what would you like to explore tonight?
Anybody here.
Anybody here?
Any female here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
See, we agree
on
something.
I'll take all of them.
I'll
take them all.
Okay.
They're all beautiful.
Well, you've got a beautiful one right here, of
the
course.
The more, the merrier.
But, okay, you would like another one. Angela's blinking over there.
Hi, over here.
How you doing, Angela?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Beautiful.
So this is...
Are you wearing panties, Angela?
Yes, but they're for porn star
you
fans.
You never wear panties. Why do you wear panties to this show?
Because they're
panties.
For porn star fans.
Oh, really?
I wore them specifically for him.
Panty boy. Did
I hope
you
he knows
that.
You know, Angela Summers only wears panties for panty boy.
Exactly.
So knows that now. I hope you know that Angela Summers only wears panties for panty boy. She won't even wear panties for me.
Well, she's
she
wearing
must love
them
you.
For all of us because of panty boy.
She don't
so
need panties with me, though. I just wrote that shit.
Could you rise and reveal? Here she goes.
Okay.
The lovely and luscious Angela Summers in winter.
Mm. Hard nipples and all.
And there goes. The yep. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. These are a lovely fuchsia. And they're not on very
shaved?
Long.
Is
no?
it shaved? Is it
shaved?
Is there
a... Yeah, we're taking them off. That's okay. Take them right off. Yeah. I have to move the water glass. It's in the way of my photographer, I think. Here. You don't mind having a lot of drinks in front of you, do you? Okay, here we go. What was that? Talking to your microphone, honey. I can't hear you
is
otherwise.
Is Panty Boy listening right
I'm
now?
I'm sure he is.
I really hope so.
I'm sure he is.
Panty Boy!
I really hope so.
He's probably jumping
right
up
now.
And down.
Happy birthday.
We know he's here. Happy birthday for the 50th time. Because we love you.
Okay, and here we go.
These are my special panties.
Special panties. Look at these. delicious aroma, and they are very nice. They're lacy and fuchsia. There we go. And they go right into the little Christmas manger here. They're like an offering. It's like the kings are offering panties.
Yeah, Dr. Susie. Yeah.
Yes.
Question.
Oh,
for
and he, Panty Boy does have a question for Batista. I don't know if he wants
who
to see
your. Who the hell is Panty
panty
Boy?
I know.
He first of all,
he's very famous in the panty business.
Is wishing us all a merry triple Xmas and a happy New Year. And Batista, who is your favorite porn star?
Angela.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's wow. Fine. That's great. And what does this say? Come sucks British cocks?
Who?
What does that say? It looks like it says come sucks British cocks, but
it looks like Lena or L E.
No, Cena sucks and he rocks. Something like that.
Sem sucks. Oh, Batista. Oh, I thought it said British rock. British cock. I thought it says cum sucks, British cocks, but it says Rem. What is it?
Cena?
Zena sucks. Zena sucks. Zena
sucks. Batista
rocks.
Thank you, Panty Boy.
Okay. Thank you, Panty Boy.
Thank you, Panty Boy.
I thought it was like the same thing she said.
It's because you guys don't.
I do porn. I don't know how to read.
I'm just like it. I just know how to masturbate.
You can talk. Sounds you know, pretty good.
Okay. Well, so Angela, that was quite an honor.
I know. Yes. Thank you.
I still don't feel her presence. Mm. I feel like she should be up here, sitting on top of one of our faces.
Am I invited?
I guess so.
Shall I? I wish every vagina that was sitting in front of me was invited up here.
Yeah. Shall I?
The more the merrier.
I think so. Yes. You shall. You shall come.
Could you move?
Okay, we're gonna. Okay, we're moving this aside, and the comic and the fan. By the way, my hair tonight and my eyes are done by Markeisha. Applause.
That's a weak-ass round of applause. I want to hear y'all make some noise.
All right. So here comes Angela. Now, Angela, you have a big responsibility as the favorite porn star of the greatest wrestling champ in WWE history.
Oh, God.
So make it happen.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Shall I strip for him?
I suppose that would be a good thing to start with.
You
could start with that, yeah.
Would that be all right? Can she strip?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, he's good with that.
That's good.
We're all good with that.
Can she dance on the pole for him?
Can she dance on the pole for him? Yes,
that would be so fucking hot right now.
Move the lunchbox. No, take the lunchbox.
Susan?
Yes. I can't hear you. What do you want me to do?
I just pretend.
Huh?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Write it down.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah. You look like a somersault.
Okay, is this allowed? Are you allowed to have a stripper strip in front of you like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Favorite porn star?
Just
Angela Summers.
Oh my God. And Susan, we got to move this. Okay.
Where's the music?
Any music.
Perfect.
visual ever example. That pussy's looking tight too. I'm sure he realizes that. Just took his big cock and that tight little fucking pussy. I bet you it would go good, wouldn't it?
Whoa.
You guys are tipping. I am. Where's my dollars?
And let's hear it for Angela.
Sexy, sexy.
Okay, music down, please. Now, you ladies just make yourselves at home here.
That was really hot.
Our guest of honor is going to have to leave soon, so we just want to chat with you.
You want to give him back his microphone?
Oh, did you take it?
It's been taken away from him.
Where's his mic?
It's right there. It's right there.
Oh.
We just had that.
You had to dance around there. So, you must be a little hot.
A little.
Yeah, you could unbutton your shirt. You know. So, are the ladies of wrestling like? Do they do these kind of dances?
I'm sure they do, but it's not. It's just not the same. Somehow.
Well, there's some hot ladies in wrestling. Who do you think is the hottest?
It's kind of a toss-up. I guess Eve Torres is a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've dated a few pretty girls. So. Well, yeah.
Who's the hottest you've dated?
Melina Perez.
Yeah. She's a real champ.
She was a good wrestler, good athlete, very beautiful.
Now, would you like wrestle before or after sex?
Before, during, after.
You combine sex and wrestling.
Yeah, she's a very athletic girl.
Yeah. Now, this move that you do, and that Tasia, of course, is in love with, it's called the Batista Bomb. Right. And it's an incredible move. We're going to see a demonstration of that.
Are we?
Well, we can do it over there. We can't do it over here.
I don't know. She'll hit her head.
She'll hit her head.
Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah. Okay. Wait a second. I want to hear about it a little bit. Or you're going to get ready. Okay.
Get ready.
She's going to get herself ready for the move. So this move. Mm-hmm. I mean. You know, again, I am a sexologist, so I have a dirty mind. But I mean, the first thing is the person's head is in your crotch. And the next thing is, that's a winner, right? Where's the microphone? Get the microphone.
The funny thing is, I usually do this to men, so I've been teabagged a lot throughout the last 2 years.
I guess so.
I've been teabagged more than any man you've ever met in your life.
I guess so. Yeah. You know, because the guy's head is right between your legs.
And then you bring him up.
And then you bring him up, and then your head is right between
his
legs.
Wow.
It's not pretty.
Yeah,
teabags being the
balls on my nose. Yeah,
balls on the face. On the face. Right. Back to those testicles. Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, but it looks like it could be a good sex move, too.
Sure.
I mean, you know,
with a new position.
Right? I mean, what's your question?
Okay, I have a question. Do you ever, not even for the show, do you really ever use your wrestling moves during sex, your flexibility or anything, or you just hump the way you like?
Yeah, yes, you know, whatever.
Hump like normal people.
I'm not, you know, I'm
curious.
Not,
me too.
I'm not real.
Even
rough
I do
guy,
porn, I hump normal too. Yeah.
And you know, ride motorcycles during sex.
I've had a couple girls that want me to beat them up, and I kind of wasn't comfortable with it. You know?
No. Beat them up. Yeah. Well, a lot of girls do like that. You know, you got to be careful.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
Have you ever been with a woman that wanted you to do wrestling moves on her during sex?
Yeah, I've had a couple girls. Yeah, wanted me wanted me to beat them up and hit them. I'm not good.
But
with
how
that.
About doing soft wrestling moves?
Sure.
Like the Batista bomb and this, you know, kind of sexy way.
Sex moves? Yeah.
Well, it could be I think it looks like a.
We
sex
could try
move.
To recreate them later.
Yeah.
Just show us the one.
Well,
two,
we would like
we'll
to see this move, and then we're going to talk about it. Okay. So you ready?
Yeah,
for the
this
move?
Is going to be a lot to talk about.
Okay. Could I know? Can you take your shirt off for that?
I could.
Yay!
Yay.
Take it off.
Oh, Awesome. Okay.
On the pole.
We're going
on the pole.
We're going over here now.
Yeah.
The animal review. Okay. So I'm just going to get a close-up.
I will ride you. Look here. Until the sun comes in.
All right.
That's true.
Wow.
You're about to get raped.
Look at that body. And Tasia's experience is falling.
Look at that. Hot piece of buckberry pie.
Between the legs, head up and down.
That's a sex move.
That is. Isn't that a sex move? Okay, one more time.
I want a Batista bomb, too. Shit. And this is like...
Oh, my God. Wow. Now, this could be a ride in an amusement park. I don't know. That's great. That's
I think
great.
We should all take a ride on the pony. I'm just saying. The Batista pony.
Right, so that is
I have a question.
Quite a
also.
Move. That's like quite a move there.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I got
to
wait.
I'm going to act like I need to be saved.
Oh, you guys put yours on. That's why he's putting his back on. So take
no,
yours
no,
off.
No. Don't take. Don't. Yeah, no yeah. Clothes go back
on. I'll only get my clothes off if you body
stay
save
off,
me
stay
like
off,
that.
Stay off.
Take your tits off.
I have some.
Can you do that to all the girls?
Is that the Batista bomb?
That's the Batista bomb.
That's the Batista bomb. Okay,
yeah. No would problem. You like to be Batista bomb? Oh, no. No. Okay. She's too delicate.
I would love to.
Just take her top down. But how does it feel, Tasia? We want to know how that was for you. How was it? Was it sexual?
It's so amazing. It's thrilling and fast and just.
She's a true wrestling fan.
I think you had an orgasm.
She is.
It looks like you had a couple of orgasms. Okay.
But
yes,
gonna,
you got the chills.
I watch wrestling once in a while, and that was on the bed, so nice soft landing. Right. But I mean, when you do that in the ring, and
it's on the floor.
And he sits down when he does it too.
Yeah.
And he sits down.
But doesn't that hurt? Or I mean,
It didn't hurt me.
It's the losers in wrestling are the ones that really have to know what they're doing.
I mean, I can just imagine myself hitting the ground like that.
Right, they have to know how to fall.
Splattered.
But you started as kind of the guy that did the falling, right?
No, I was always the guy beating up everybody else.
Oh,
I was,
man.
Yeah, I was
that's
kind of
unfair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So you started beating up, but you started late?
Yeah, I came into wrestling really late. Yeah. And so I was already, I bounced for 10 years, and I'd been an amateur wrestler, I'd been a bodybuilder, I'd done martial arts, so I moved into that, and I was already very physically, capable. Mm. So.
And what turned you on to wrestling?
It's not a glamorous answer. I need to make some money.
Some of these girls can relate to that.
Right.
You know?
That was the thing. I always tell people that I made a living with my body. It's different, but at the same
time.
You know,
same. Same. Yeah.
So you understand what we do.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Maybe not fully, but.
No, I'm a fan.
Your body is, hey.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a new fan.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right,
so now you girls are. Well, actually, he's not wrestling. You're not wrestling professionally now.
No, you're doing movies
and stuff now.
And what are the movies that you're doing? You're promoting a movie right now.
Well, I just came out. Yeah, I did a movie called Scorpion King 3, and it's straight to DVD. But I did a couple other projects with Universal, theatrical releases, so.
Mm, and you play yourself?
No. I'm not really getting a chance to play, someone true to myself, but it'll come.
Uh-huh.
It'll come. Right now I'm doing character stuff, sci-fi stuff, really cool stuff, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll all watch. We might even watch some of these wrestling Batista bombs on YouTube. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. You can't talk to me. They can't hear you. And you're holding the microphone between your legs like it's a sex toy.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my research. I can learn his moves and do them on you.
I did a little research, but I didn't know about the Batista bomb, which I probably should have known.
Right. Uh-huh.
I'll learn. Just
look it up.
just come to my room. I'll show you all.
I want to see more. Yes.
Well, I appreciate that you're a porn fan and a sex addict, like we are. We're all sex addicts here. But what I really appreciate is the love that you have for your ex-wife.
Yeah.
I mean, such a beautiful thing. And Angie. And I'm not sure why you got divorced. I mean, can
it was
I ask
just
that?
It was actually just a distance. I mean, I was on the road. We went from being together all the time to never being together. It just really wasn't what she signed up for, and mm-hmm. me being on the road. And then, you know, okay, kind of, you know, I didn't really know how to handle it. And I did some things that were, you know, I shouldn't have done.
And, oh, yeah, back just, to those lunch boxes.
It's kind of once you go there, it's really hard to get, you know,
right,
get that magic
yeah.
back.
And you know, one of the, I mean, I watched some of your, I'm like a sissy, you know, little girl kind of thing.
No, like you're a tough guy.
Yeah,
you're battling cancer right now. Come on.
But, you know, I watched as some of the movies and the clips and so forth, and he's such a tough guy.
Very
but there is a
calm.
There's a yeah, and there's a part
gentleman.
Of him, even when he's being tough, when I there's like this softness, this yeah. niceness.
I think that's because I was raised by a single mom. She raised me right.
Single mom who is yeah. a lesbian.
She is a lesbian, yeah.
A Democrat.
Yeah. Wow. And a Democrat, yeah.
A lesbian and a
lesbian
Democrat.
And a Democrat. That was like a big deal with her telling her, you know, her parents and her father was actually more upset that she was a Democrat.
Right. Yeah. You know, well, that's, Republicans are like that. Look at Dick right. Cheney. His daughter's a lesbian.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
But if you become a Democrat, forget about
that's
it.
That's the worst.
But she seems like a cool lady. She's in the video.
She is. She's awesome.
Very cool lady.
She's awesome.
Yeah. And I, you know, divorce doesn't necessarily mean the end of love.
Right.
I mean, the love
no,
that
definitely.
I see between you and Angie is like something that's going to last forever. You know? I mean, divorce just happens sometimes for various extenuating reasons. And love is more powerful than that. And we're often talking about the power of love here, but the power of hate is pretty strong, too. And, you know, the video is Batista hates cancer.
Yeah, and I love the signs.
Yeah. You know, I got together with some buddies of mine. I said, this is what I'm going to do. They said, well, we're down, man. So, you know, it was no budget thing. You know, we did it, you know. Yeah, I love
it. Has a lot of heart.
Yeah, but that was the message we wanted to send as a, you know, really that, you know, anybody, this affects everybody. So, you
yeah.
know,
it certainly does affect everybody. Just about everybody knows somebody
yeah.
who's got
yeah.
it. It's like a plague. It's not contagious, but other than that, it's really like
and
a
12,000 to 14,000
right.
children a year,
right,
children,
right.
Mm. now get cancer.
It's hard to watch somebody go through
yeah.
know, a battle
yeah.
with cancer.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, I'm
right.
doing it,
right.
and it's kind of heartbreaking, but things like your video do help to yeah. Give you strength, and that which doesn't kill you makes
right.
you stronger.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that was the thing, because, you know, it's hard watching somebody go through, and you feel like you're helpless, you know, so what do? I mean, so, you know, try to do something.
Yeah.
That's what I did. That was my way to fight cancer, you know.
Yeah, and also to just grapple with your own
right.
negative feelings and just feel good and
yeah.
do something positive and
right.
constructive, which you're doing. So so where can people, is there a certain charity or something?
Yeah, we directed it towards OCRF, which is Ovarian Cancer Research Fund.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. But any cancer research fund can use it. There's all kinds
yeah.
of cancers
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
right.
cancer for everyone. I mean, it's
really?
Awful.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's okay. I mean, they try to blame smoking, and they try to blame. But, you know, we're breathing stuff that the human body was never made to process.
Right.
Little nanoparticles of steel and rubber. And, I mean, when you have little kids, they're not smoking. These
right.
are like 4-year-old kids, you know. So there's a tragic thing going on. And, yeah.
We're fighting it.
We're working on it.
Even though we're lovers and not fighters, that's one thing we're fighting.
Yeah.
And my girls here are all getting their agua together. I see. They know it's agua time.
So do you have a new movie coming out?
Scorpion King 3 is coming out in January. Then the next one after that will be a 2012 release. It's called Man with the Iron Fist.
Man with
and
Iron Fist.
Are you the man with the Iron Fist?
I am not. I'm the man who
takes him out or
takes his arms off.
Oh, really?
And it's starring RZA and Russell Crowe and Lucy Liu and Pam and myself.
Russell Crowe. So what's he like to work with?
He's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a very intense guy.
Yeah.
Very intense.
All right. Well, these ladies are about to get intense.
Oh, we're going to do the agua.
They're going to do their agua
shots. Ritual.
They're going to do the agua ritual, which is agua coca leaf liqueur, our special drink of choice. I'll have to speak. Okay. And here you go. Where's my lovely microphone holder? Tasia? They're yapping about their fighting.
Tony, can you get the microphone off the off the stand there and give it to...
Okay. Oh, on the hand. We're being very, very...
Sure.
No, on the boobs. You got your boobs here. Or between the legs, on the pussy, somewhere behind the hand. And you're holding the microphone very daintily in front of nobody's face. Yes, okay.
Right. Can I lick it off your titties?
Lick it off wherever you want.
Okay, that's good
anywhere.
Thinking.
So you get to
okay.
Right there.
Right there.
You
okay.
have to lick it first.
I have to lick it first.
Yeah. Yes, you lick it first
you have to
make
so it
stick.
Sticks.
Right, there
you
we
know?
Go.
You got to make it stick.
So good on my titty like that.
And now we sprinkle the lime salt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so lick it first and then
lick it up.
In front of camera.
There you go. Take your clothes off if you're going to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and she shoots
and down
it.
The hatch.
How is
that's
that?
Our awkward body shot.
I have a feeling it's melon liqueur.
Yeah, you like a little melony. Yeah, it's kind of a sweet. I'm not sure. Okay, we need.
I think you need a shot.
I do not have my shots until the end of the show, and then I'll lick them off of all of your gorgeous bodies.
Won't you let me make you break the rules? I'm a naughty girl.
You
want to lick it off my big fucking titties? What if I make you drink out of my big titties and I put salt in between my big double D's?
Wow. How can I refuse?
I'll pull it down for you, only if you lick me.
Okay. You're just irresistible.
I'll talk to you
destiny.
Hold that.
Destiny, you are my destiny, and you're spilling
and
salt
I'll
all over my
your
rug.
Chest too. Because I love your taste too.
Oh. Thank you.
Double lick off
of oh, shit.
You
gross.
You gotta get it wet first.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I gotta get it wet.
What should you do like best?
I don't like to choose. It's like a mommy choosing between her children. I can't choose which city I like best.
I say the left one. The left.
The left.
There you go. Okay. Very good. Beautiful. And destiny, you are my destiny.
Oh, how
all right, I'm next. I never get to
no.
do this.
This is my actual shot, right? Okay.
Cheers.
Do I drink the whole thing? No.
I'll share with you.
There you go.
Okay.
My turn.
Okay. Oh, your turn. Oh my goodness.
She just gets her face right in there.
Oh my girls.
Your summer sirens are doing shots.
My summer sirens.
Ready?
Whoa, thank you. Yes, beautiful. Now, before you get ready to go, Batista. Are you going?
No, not right now.
Oh.
He was just going to put his shirt on, right?
Ow!
Like, you leave that off.
Bit my pussy there. She bit my lunchbox. I think I...
Oh.
Mm. Wow.
Like, I'll always remember that bitch who bit my lunchbox.
Okay.
And who does Batista want to take his shot off?
Would you like to take
Ooh.
A shot?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, but I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's because my girlfriend would be heartbroken.
Oh, tell us about your girlfriend.
She's awesome.
Can we hear her? Can we give a shout out to her?
Yeah. Her name is Sarah Clausen.
Sarah,
yeah,
you lucky
she's
bitch.
A professional
no, you're
pole
a great
dancer.
Girl.
She's a professional pole dancer.
Oh, really?
Oh,
right.
She's a competitive pole dancer.
A competitive pole dancer? Like the pole dancing Olympics?
Wow!
I guess she teaches pole dancing in Tampa, Florida.
Wow, they are supposedly considering a pole dancing category
they
for
are.
The Olympics.
It's actually, yeah.
So she's a professional pole dancer.
Well, she's a competitive pole dancer.
Uh-huh.
She's not professional.
Oh, okay. And so you have a girlfriend, boyfriend relationship, closed relationship,
yeah.
not open relationship.
No.
But she's okay with you hanging out amongst a lot of.
Yeah,
bodies.
She. That's
yeah.
the thing. That's
Does she ever go to strip clubs with you?
I actually don't go to strip clubs.
No.
No. You know.
They'd be all over you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I used to go. You know, when I was younger, but now it's like you know.
You could bring the strip club to you.
I'm settled. I'm old and settled.
Your granddad.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
But no, I'm real content with her, so I don't want to blow it.
No.
You know?
We won't blow. But all these girls are lesbian anyway.
Right.
So doesn't that count, that they don't really want to do anything?
Right. That's going to help me.
That's going to help.
That's my saving grace.
They all have boyfriends, yeah. And then they have their lesbian thing. It's like a lifestyle now. You know, you have your boyfriend, and then you do your girls, right? Is that that's the way it goes?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
It's wonderful. You get the best of both worlds.
Well, you're not. You're down here.
Oh, no, I am down here. I'm watching the fun, and I'm not in the fun.
No, but you could be, I guess. Could be. Oh, she's about to squirt with my squirter.
No, I own one of them.
You do?
She just wanted to test the penis.
Yeah, but you don't have one that's got this kind of colostomy bag, right?
Oh, shit!
I made it like you were not expecting.
It's not on me.
Whole, like,
that cost extra.
Oh, it's just water. It's holy water, sister.
My
sister Saint.
Wait.
Oh, that's good.
It's good for the skin.
Okay.
Just rub it in, right?
Yeah.
Victoria, do you want to come rub it in?
Come on.
What was that?
It's just water, right?
Mm.
Oh, baby. I gotta make it like.
Yeah. Make it come out of those fucking titties. You want me to help you jerk that cock like that?
Oh, wow.
You make me wet. Yeah.
Squirting out the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, fucking come on, those fucking titties.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
Sing a squeak. We have a prop malfunction.
Oh,
baby.
It's
I think I need a
right here.
Well, the girls are getting it going on, aren't you?
I have one.
Can we do one picture with you before you go?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, can you come up here?
Yeah, but to get the girls dressed.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I guess the girls, we have different little things they can put on.
Get them covered.
We're going to do a picture, and then we're going to keep the show going. This is unusual because he has to catch a plane, but we're going to... Nice. Okay, here he comes.
Tasia, you want to clear the bed a little bit?
We have to clear the bed. The great Batista is ascending the bed.
Do I have to leave the bed now that he's...
No, you don't have to leave the bed.
No, you don't.
You don't have to leave it. In fact, the whole idea is that he's here with us.
He's going to take his shirt off.
Okay.
They got to put something on, Susie.
If they put their... I don't know. Can we get his shirt off if they put their shirts on? Or?
Yeah, you got to...
Can you take your shirt off now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just put it on.
Yeah. I feel so tiny. I feel so tiny.
Whoa.
Where's Tasia? Tasia, you have to get in here. Oh my God! It's like we've got a paparazzi here. What the?
You got to cover up. Cover up. You got to cover up. You got to cover up your...
Cover up your boobs.
Yeah,
cover your boobs. Cover yourself, here, child.
Here. There's a little action doll here. In the bed.
I'm going to go ahead and verify.
Wait. We didn't get that on microphone. Okay, now we have to. We're all going there.
You all leave those tea bags alone. You leave those tea bags alone.
Oh, now we have titties out, though. No, I don't know. I guess
cover
it's
the
okay.
Titties.
Well,
cover
we
the
can
titties.
Always crop
we'll
the titties.
Okay.
We can
crop the titties.
Where's the microphone? Get that mic.
No.
Here we go.
Whoa.
How do you
Oh, here it is. The microphone lost its condom. What was that? Now that we have a microphone in front of you,
I'm just
saying. I'm not saying anything.
I don't even know how to hold this. It's so big.
I just want to let you guys know he has a very big penis.
Is it like a baby's arm?
Seriously.
Can you describe it?
I love you, women. You're adorable.
Maybe famous.
You don't have to verify that.
Awesome. I'm in so much trouble.
You're going to catch a fight.
Now, we'll take good
She's
care
She's lesbian, right? though. She has a boyfriend. It's okay. Yeah, girlfriends.
And okay. we have Photoshop.
We love you, Sarah.
I love you, Sarah. I love you.
Okay, let's hear it for Batista.
Thank you.
Dave Batista. Champion and supporter of hot women everywhere.
Maybe I should just hold it hostage. Should I just
hold it hostage?
Just go running.
Thank you so much.
What'd you don't steal his shirt.
Now, where is the microphone, Moses? Oh, he can go back to the airport Deja, without his shirt.
He could go back to the airport without
Deja?
His shirt.
Yes.
After all, does not him see him to arrive in a shirt.
We can keep the shirt.
You would like to as a souvenir?
We would probably fight over it, but yes, we would love to keep his shirt.
Smell that man smell.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he smells very manly. Mm-hmm.
Very, very,
and he feels very manly.
Yes.
And he liked you a lot. I mean, I'm very flattered.
As a girlfriend, so you can't ever do anything with him.
I am beyond, yes.
You're beyond
flattered that he said that. Almost shocked. So it was very, very nice.
Now you're going to have to make that up to Destiny in some way.
Oh, I've made it up to her today, and tonight we'll probably do some more, so.
Yeah.
Yes. We had some fun today. We
Absolutely.
Definitely did.
We'll get some more of these girls up here. Okay.
Ooh, get this one yes. up here. We need Daisy up here.
I'm going to take a smoke break.
Yeah.
Okay. Daisy.
You can do that.
Daisy,
you can,
Daisy.
Since you're guests, you can smoke
we
here.
Need, oh, we need Daisy up here. I'm like soaked. I look terrible.
I want to get on the stripper pole eventually.
All right. Get on the stripper pole.
I don't know how to strip, but I will pretend. I have a stripper pole in my house, but I just.
Uh-huh. We'd love to see you
I'm
pretend.
Sure you will do very well.
If you
were
a
money
maker, I would
Okay.
Okay, so now the speakeasy is descending into a bit of chaos at the moment. My engineer has left the area, and well, you know, we're reassembling for the last section of the show. And here we are. Oh, it's you and me. Angela. And you're soaking wet all over yourself here. What is this, water?
It's actually water from the squirty cock. Mr. Squirty Cock.
Mr. Squirty Cock, right, and that squirted out the side all over me. We're both.
I helped you jerk it, don't forget, okay?
Yes, that's what I call him. I have one of my own, and his name is Mr. Squirty Cock.
I love how this necklace.
Thank you.
Divides your beautiful boobs.
Thank you.
So graciously.
Thank you.
You look so pretty tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
so do you.
What did you do today?
Your wrestling belt. I love it.
You like my wrestling
totally,
belt?
Totally, totally fashionista. You are totally ready for the moment. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Batista was very happy that you were wearing the belt.
Well, he's the champ, so I wore the belt.
I would have too.
That's hot.
Totally. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Looks good on you. It's better than a corset. I agree.
It is.
I agree.
You know, because it's Velcroed.
Yes.
Yeah, so easier than those laces.
Yes. Yes. Totally.
You can have them.
So, your girlfriends are all kind of, you know, discussing what's going on next.
Mm-hmm.
And so, are you here with your husband?
No, I'm here with Destiny.
Destiny.
Yep. Right. Destiny and Daisy Delight. And we're here, thank God, a second time. It was a ton of fun last time here with you.
Yeah.
And we just decided to come back and have some more fun.
All right. Well, there's Destiny. Destiny, come on up here and bring your friend Daisy.
I have been having sex with her all day, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Has anybody squirted?
No squirting.
No squirting. Well, no squirting is yet to come.
But we had some super fun today. We were shooting.
Okay, get the microphone here.
What I would love to do is break in this virgin we have here from Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get the
virgin.
Who
doesn't know what squirting, orgasming,
in public means. So
oh,
I think we
should
teach her what it feels like to come in public.
Woo!
Can I get a hell yeah, motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not loud enough.
Yeah!
This is Daisy
okay.
Delight.
One more time.
This is the
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess.
Don't squirt on this, though.
Is this peer pressure?
Are you ready?
It's up to you, boss.
It's the mink knit. Feels so nice. Chinchilla.
Yes,
actually.
I want you to fuck my pussy. This is Daisy Light's pussy talking. I want you to fuck it. It's so good. It's gonna feel so good.
That's her pussy talking. Okay. Well, let's see it. Let's see it. You have some hot panties on for Panty Boy or no panties?
I think we should take the Itachi and
no
tie her up
panties.
And make that fucking yeah. pussy come so hard yes, she forgets where the hell she came from.
I may need some help doing this.
Okay.
Uno momento.
You guys may want to help me.
There you go.
Shit.
You guys hear that?
I see
that's
a
Daisy Delight's ass talking.
Oh, I love the Hitachi. I fucking love
you guys
the
hear that?
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's the news.
By the way, we have 911 panties
fuck
for anyone.
Fuck me in the ass. I'm going to fill it with cum.
Talking dirty to each other, like, yeah, you want that Hitachi?
I do.
I want that.
I want you to read the Holy Bible while we masturbate.
That's what it's there for, girls.
Can the cameras see what you're doing?
Open up to the cameras.
Did you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. And.
Hey, be nice.
Where are the condoms?
Be easy, or nothing will happen.
Wah. Condom, wah. Condom, need a condom. Wah. Need a condom.
Wah, wah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, what?
All right, this looks like the three graces, the three beauties.
Can we get some music?
The three delightful beauties. Condom, condom.
Can you play some music?
Here we go. Condom on the Hitachi. Keep the music a little lower. Keep it down a little lower in my headphones. Music lower. Okay. And we now have the lovely virgins.
Do we have ropes?
Daisy.
Can we tie her up?
Here you go.
Oh my God!
And her more experienced sisters, Destiny Dixon and Angela Summers, are attacking her. This is definitely a wrestling move here. But they're not going to make this a fair fight. They're tying her up. And I think you got to get the dress off first, girls, before you do any tying there. Get the dress off here. Dress off. Lovely little natural beauty. With sexy big high heels. Up with your haunches.
We're breaking the virgin Daisy.
I guess
take
so.
Your panties. Take your virginity off. Just right now.
Okay.
Strip it all off. Along with your virginity.
There go the shoes. Yeah. Destiny knows what she's doing with those ropes. Destiny has got the ropes.
Oh my
she's
God.
Getting her
look
on the ropes.
That. Destiny's on top of Daisy. Oh my goodness, watch out. Oh, she's really wrapping up her arms right now.
And she is tying her to the bedpost.
We promise to be very delicate.
She's got the ropes in hand, and she's got one wrist tied to the bedpost. Okay, here we go. Yep. All right. yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I like the fuzzy red boa.
Don't hide her, though. Yeah, there you go.
I love the fuzzy red boa.
Yes, among the feathers. Okay, Angela is soothing her as Destiny ties her down.
Excited?
We need to turn the music down so we can hear. Music down, music down. Can we have it down without turning it off? Does it just go on loud or off? Is that how it goes? How you doing?
Super. How are you? Is it on?
What? Is the mic on? Test, test. Yeah. Say it again.
Hi.
There you go.
Testicles?
Yes. Very good. Testicles. Test, test, test. So... So, you look good all tied up. How are you feeling?
Super.
Super?
Super.
Have you been tied up before?
This is my first, but I apparently not my last.
Yeah. Seems and you have to be Batista there protecting you.
Thank God.
Just in case anything bad happens. Okay. Can we lose the dress? Can we take this dress off here?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get the dress off. Well, I've got the microphone. Okay, you're going to hold the microphone. All right. Okay, and we're going to just, you have to, can you raise your hips? There we go. And look at the lovely pierced belly button. And pretty purple panties for Panty Boy.
They are for him. I didn't want to wear panties, but...
Panty Boy
I wore them just for him.
Mm. How tall are you?
Not very.
What?
Okay, but wait, like 5'2 and these off. A half. Oh,
right?
Five
are and we going to take them off or are we going to move on? Okay, so she can come in them. Okay.
And then when she comes in them, she's going to pull them down. But she's going to come in them, and then
she's going to do all kinds of things. There's lots of plans here tonight. She's going to come in the panties, then she's going to take off the panties, then she's going to come again. And so much going on.
I love it. I love it. Why do crazy things always happen on the Dr. Susie show?
Because... Why? It's the Dr. Susie show. That's why. That's all. That's all there is to it.
Enjoy
it's a crazy
this.
Show.
I mean,
it'll be different.
Oh.
Because it's all in service of sexual research.
And titties in my face and everything. Is this the one that had salt on it?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I don't know. Actually, yes.
So does this one has... Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it,
I know.
It is the one that had salt on it.
Okay. All right. So we are now Hitachiing.
It felt good.
With the panties on, the purple
lace. I think it
feels
lace, good because you're doing it.
Pretty little panties.
You like that?
And she's tied up helplessly.
She does it good. She Although makes me come every time
Angela
she puts that on me.
Is in her arms. How you feeling okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How's that Hitachi?
It's spectacular.
Yeah. You already have used Hitachis before.
Oh, the Hitachi is my best friend.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Your best
Amen.
Friend.
Amen. Amen.
And A women.
Yeah.
Yes.
A women. A women.
And now we have Hitachi on naked pussy.
I'm enjoying watching my
so
view
hot.
Right now.
Yeah, what
this
are they doing
view.
Down
Give
there?
Give me a second to let me enjoy
please,
this.
Please,
this is
please,
so fucking
girl.
Hot. I will have my fun with that Hitachi.
Right
don't worry.
You have Batista next to you right here. Batista toy.
Aww.
I want to watch her fucking come all over that. My view is
squirt.
Amazing.
I believe
right
that
now.
She can squirt all over the place.
Are you gonna fucking squirt for us?
Make her squirt,
please.
Destiny.
Please squirt.
Where's Anthony?
No.
Oh, I can
oh my god. It's making my pussy wet.
Oh, do you squirt? Are you going to squirt?
No, I haven't mastered it.
You have not mastered, but you might just
Tonight
do it
you
anyway.
Will.
I think you need some...
If I have a toy that she would pick out, I would.
Look how hard those nipples are. They look so fucking good.
Oh, my God.
What kind of toy do we have here? Oh. Maybe a glass toy. I'm going to find something.
I'm getting goosebumps.
I know, me too. Oh, my God. Excited. Mm. Don't we have the best view right
now? No.
I have the best view ever. Everyone at home is wishing they had my view.
Yeah. Getting that Hitachi all over her.
Pull
her
panties
right
to the side.
You know how hot you look?
You look so hot. Now you're like totally
You do look
off.
So hot.
Like,
million.
Yes, get him on top.
Oh yeah, now that's a wrestling move.
What's his mouth doing? Look at his face.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it's not a doll, it's an action figure.
It is. It's getting some action right now, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was the Batista bomb in a sexual way right there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, get that tongue in there, girl.
Spit on it.
Spit on that pussy.
Spit all over that pussy.
Pull a Samantha and drool all over it.
This is like the best tag team ever.
Oh, yeah. Tag team this match is a tag this. Team, that's right.
It's so hot.
Okay, they're all now sucking and licking and
one
humming
out over here.
And vibrating. This is very intense. This is really focused.
Yeah.
This is tag team ecstasy right here in the womb room.
Daisy.
In the lunchbox.
I'm with
the
lunchbox.
Yeah.
In the lunchbox.
Make that lunchbox come, baby.
Yeah.
You're coming out of your pretty little panties.
That's the point, right?
Like me playing with your pussy.
All right, well, you don't have to squirt. You could just come.
Okay. I'm ready. Can I come anytime?
You can come anytime. Anytime.
I can't use this freaking Hitachi. I can't. It just happens. There's
anytime.
No stopping.
Anytime. Yes. Do you like the vibrator under your clit or on your clit or over your clit?
No secrets.
They're telling secrets.
No, I can't help it. I come every time when I use a Hitachi. There's nothing I can do about it.
Hitachi's best.
It's a force. It just happens.
Yeah, you want to put it right on?
Hitachis like make me come so fucking quick.
Okay, here
so
we go.
Fast.
Like, oh, you're going to come soon. You don't have to squirt. You just have to come.
Oh, my God.
Is that in the right spot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Victoria.
Oh.
Yes.
Look up.
Oh. Fucking come for us, please. Yeah. I want to watch you come so fucking hard.
I want to see her squirt. Can you tell her to squirt everywhere?
She hasn't mastered the squirting, but she's trying.
You should force her to.
Get it, baby.
I could force her to squirt.
Look at that. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That looks so good.
This is the new girl being tag teamed by the girl gang. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to make her come.
Yes.
Yes.
My nipples are so hard.
Daisy Delight. Sister Daisy.
Look at that. I know.
She's getting fucking horny. She's fucking come for everybody.
There's no escape.
She's just milking it.
She's going to
this is the escape from the Hitachi. It just feels so fucking good.
Ooh. How's that sound?
Oh, it's so good. You can see it right there.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah? There's the low speed. Here's the high.
Crank that thing up.
Like the high speed?
Yeah.
Just the Hitachi. High speed.
Oh, my God. She's so close.
Did you come?
Yeah.
I think she did.
Yeah?
I'm a somewhat silent comer, in a sense.
Okay.
I'm a ninja comer.
You came? You're a ninja comer?
I'm a ninja comer!
Okay, we're good. All right, let's hear it for Daisy Delight.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yay!
Ninja
the panty boy.
A ninja comer.
I'm a ninja comer. You don't know when I come.
Ninja comer,
yeah.
Anthony.
Panty boy with these panties.
Panty boy.
Can we have a ninja comer in your next stripperilla?
I'm still tied up. When do I get untied?
Here, we're untied.
I think I'm losing circulation in my right hand.
Okay.
No. It feels cold.
Like purple.
Can't have any of that.
I think she enjoyed that.
I think she did too.
That was hard.
Testing. Oh.
So, Anthony.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring Stan here?
Oh, that would be a sight, wouldn't it?
I think he'd enjoy it.
I think, I would either get sued or murdered before that would happen.
Oh, really? So, well, we wouldn't tell anyone. I mean, these are the real stripperellas.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Dee-dee-dee.
Absolutely. These are my muses from now on.
You're asking too many questions.
Yeah. Except we don't have any redheads. Hmm. But stripperella could have a tag team, right? Of other
Absolutely,
strippers
why not?
That help her.
Yeah, what she does in her own time, you know.
You know, but I mean, but couldn't she have other strippers help her in her superhero?
Oh, she's got a lot of her stripper friends in the club.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The club she works at is called TNA, Talent and Artistry.
Oh, very nice.
Talent and Artistry, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And that's her club. And yep. Okay. What do we got here?
Daisy, like, why are you tied up and why are you naked?
Destiny, like, you have a question from Robert.
Oh my God.
Robert, who is asking, are you planning on ever being in Playboy?
If I actually did Playboy special editions when I was 22. I tried out at the casting call, and I was in Fort Lauderdale. And in the 08-09 edition, June, July, Playboy special edition, you can see my vajayjay. But I would love to be in Playboy, but because of my tattoos and not talking down on Playboy or anybody, but normally when you're in the adult industry, they don't accept you into Playboy.
Mm.
So, but I did try it before I did do adult stuff for webcamming or stunt writing, and they always told me I was too big.
Big.
And too tattooed and just not our style. Just keep walking. So
well, Playboy.
I kept walking.
We'd like
Playboy
to see,
don't deserve me.
We'd
That's
like to
I'm
see
saying.
Destiny and Playboy.
Like I'm good without Playboy.
We'd like to see Destiny and Playboy.
I like to see Destiny on Dr. Susie.
Well, I do too.
Fuck Playboy. I love Dr. Susie. Fuck Playboy.
I love you. But you know, I'd like to see you in Playboy too. I'd like to see you everywhere. I'd like to see you
they
on the cover
like
of Time.
They don't like tattooed biker chicks.
You know,
in Playboy.
You never know. Things change.
It's
People
too
change.
Risque for their style. So I rather stick to what I'm good
well,
at.
Well, let's get very risque because we've only got a few more minutes to the show.
Why aren't
I think you
naked?
Should give us a squirting demo.
Oh shit! I want to see that, please. Please.
You've been squirting all day. I thought there was no squirting today. You, not for film. There was just squirt. You can talk on the microphone.
We did two webcam shows yesterday, and we worked together today just shooting. And I can't, like, it's hard to squirt. Like, I can't squirt on command. I'm
no.
really good at it. But
far be it for me
gonna,
to
like,
command
you. I'm not going to, like, sit here and waste everybody's time and, like, talk about squirting, but I've been squirting today with shooting. I've been shooting all day long. So it's hard to squirt when you've squirt like five times today. But
no,
we have
no, that's fine.
But we have a fucking sure. Mr. Squirty Cock. We're
well,
gonna suck
yeah,
his
we
cock.
Can squirt right here. Yeah.
Oh,
so
oh.
Let's squirting right here. So I'm gonna, squirting for
so,
everyone.
So actually, Angela's.
Whoops! Don't break my microphone.
Angela,
I'll break
you
it.
In the
I'll break it now. Angela is Miss Blowjob Queen.
Is that right?
She likes to gag. Fucking suck on it. She likes to choke on it, and she likes to take cum in her fucking mouth.
I challenge
her.
I challenge her. I'm really good.
Cock sucking challenge.
I have a challenge from Samantha Saint.
I challenge you.
I have a challenge from Samantha Saint, who wants to challenge Angela Summers on who can suck the best cock and take the cum the best. So you guys want to have a fucking contest? Can I get a hell yeah, motherfuckers?
I'll step up now.
Suck on that.
Okay, for the belt.
Go suck on that.
If I don't hear you, I can't hear you guys. Are you guys excited? You guys are lame. I gotta hear you.
Yeah.
Can I have some noise, please?
Yeah.
You guys are looking at me. They're looking at me. Thank you. We have a blowjob contest against.
I guess we
against,
do.
Against this adult. Film star.
That's beautiful.
Samantha
Thank
Saints,
you.
The beautiful, the sexy. She's from Colorado, right? In the snow. She likes playing in the snow. And I have the beautiful Playboy model over here, Angela Summers. From
This is
from
a little
New
bit
York.
Like a wrestling contest.
And these two
sort.
Bitches are amazing. So this is going to be a hard contest, guys. You understand, yeah. like, how beautiful both these girls are, and they both have dick-sucking skills, so... I'm very interested in, like, how this dick-sucking contest is going to go. What a bunch of naughty bitches. Look at them. They're like, who are you? We're just going to go at it.
Okay.
I would love to so see a double blowjob and then a single blowjob. Like, who sucks what? Which way?
We just now have nicer views.
The pussies
right?
talk. Let's see.
Okay. So now, what is going on in this match here?
Well, I thought it was a single match, but
it looks
see.
Like Samantha is taking it all the way in. Now we've got Angela, and they're both sucking the same dick. They share. There's the girls that share. They love to share. Okay. So you both did it. Okay, so can I have some applause for Samantha here?
Woo!
What's to Samantha?
Yeah!
Okay, and now, okay, Angela, you go for it.
I win.
Angela, now. No, no applause for Angela? What is this? Well, Angela's Batista's favorite porn star, so Samantha, you win.
Woo!
Oh, you sure do. Okay, and now the cartoonist has the gymnast in his lap. Very good. Okay, well, let's hear it for both ladies.
Woo! Nice.
And you get new panties.
Bend over.
New panties from Panty Boy, courtesy of the show. Pick your panties. Your vaginas have been talking, honey. And we're almost at the end of the show. So, we've got 4 minutes. 4 minutes? Is that right? Is that where everybody... You want to dance on the pole? All right. Well, we're not... You can do a two-minute dance, and then we'll have two more minutes. So hang on to this. Would you like to dance on the pole? We're getting the pole ready for you. And move the microphone.
Can I request a song for her to dance to?
I don't know if we can get that advanced.
Oh, man.
I have a pole. It's not on.
Yeah.
Check.
It's on.
Stage mic. Whoa. I have a stripper pole in my house, so I like to pretend in my spare time that I know how to dance. But I just try my best, so here goes nothing. I'm not a professional, okay?
Is her mic on? My mic is not on. My headphones are not working then.
You go, girl.
So my headphones are not hearing my mic, but they are hearing music. Okay. Okay. So we're ready to do the striptease? Or?
All right, put your hands together for... What's that? Samantha.
Okay, so are you stripping before or during? Stripping before or during? What? You can dance now, but you should take off your dress. Okay. So music. A little music. Hello, test. Okay, can I have another set of headphones? Okay. Nice body. She looks like a superhero right there.
She's the most amazing body ever.
Wow.
Hello?
When I walk on by, girls be looking like they ain't fly. I pimp to the beat, walking down the street in my new freak, yeah.
I don't know if... I guess this mic is working, I think. Now my headset... No, that's not working. Is this working? Is it casting? No. Can this mic go on? Can we get this mic on? Test.
Testing.
Oh, it is working.
It is?
Okay. And let's hear it for Samantha. Saint. Yes. Saint Samantha. Yes. All right. So I think we just have time to tell everybody where we can be found, and then we do the after party. Woo! So let's start with Miss Dixon. Where do we find you? And turn the music down. Turn the music down.
You guys can find me. My name is Destiny Dixon. I'm fairly new to the industry, so you'll see me more next year. I've been shooting a lot of scenes. If you want to jerk off to me and watch me take hard cock, you can join DestinyDixon.com. And my girlfriends, also, we play together. You can check out their websites also, which is...
All right, now we go. Here, take the mic.
Wrapped up in it. I am Samantha Saint, and you can find me on SamanthaSaint.com as well as my Twitter page. It's at Miss Saint, MissSaintXXX.
Awesome.
And you can find me on AngelaSummers.com. That's Summers with an O. And my Twitter is RealAngeSummers. So there you go.
Gotta remember that.
RealAngeSummers. I answer my mails. So come say hi.
Okay. And Anthony?
Well.
Okay, and this is the piece that Anthony just created.
Hi, I'm Anthony. I'm the stripper
awesome.
Artist. You could find my work on deepcutproductions.net. You can also find me on Facebook, and also my Twitter is Anthony Lee Wynn, W-I-N-N.
Okay.
And then
oh, yes, my website. I just started my new blog, which you can find at victoriawhite.com. And you can find me on Twitter as well, which is xvictoriawhitex. Join me.
All right. Do we have anybody else? We didn't.
We do. We have one more.
Oh, the little victim.
We have. She's
yes.
not the victim. She's
no,
she's
kidding.
The newest bitch on the block. So
oh, yeah.
In 2012... I just want to tell you guys to watch out for Daisy Delight because she's a hot fucking teen and she knows how to fuck. So she's going to tell you her website and it's launching in 2 months.
Awesome.
So show her some love. She's a new girl, but we all know we love new pussy. So
mm-hmm.
You guys better show her some love.
You know what we
she's
love,
the new
Destiny.
Girl. The new girl is always fucking awesome. A new piece of ass is always fresh to a man. So you guys, show her some love. She's going to tell you guys a little bit about her and when her site's launching.
Hi, guys. You already know Daisy Delight. I will be launching, hopefully, by the spring. That's our ultimate goal. It will be daisydelight.com.
Mm.
But that's my blog now. So if you want to just hear ramblings about my life, you can go there. Or if you want to see me live now, I'm a model on My Free Cams, and my name is Daisy Delight on there.
Okay.
Fun stuff.
Well, we're going to look y'all up.
Oh, look at that body.
Yeah, yeah. I've been holding it, but I'll hold it some more. What do I... Oh, sign it. Yeah, I didn't see that you didn't sign it. You need to sign it. This is... Where's the pen? Or you have a pen. You're an artist? You have a pen. Okay.
Where's the shots? Shots.
Here, you can lean on the Bible. Nice. Here we go.
Who didn't drink their agua?
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't finish mine, but I'm about to.
Dr. Susie, it's your agua that wasn't finished.
It's my turn.
It's calling your name. It says, Dr. Susie.
I know.
Drink your agua, sexy.
I need to
drink
some
it. Do you need bottle fed? I'll feed it from my vagina to you.
I want to lick salt off your nipples.
Do you want to?
And then.
Come get it. I don't believe you. Come lick some salt off my.
Test me.
Come lick salt off my
oh,
big
thank you, darling.
Fucking titties. I dare you.
Beautiful.
I dare you.
Okay, so now we're about to just close the formal broadcast and get into the informal erotic after party. So in the meantime, I want you to be good, be happy, make like bonobos, not baboons, okay? Make love, not war. Fight things like cancer, but don't fight your neighbor. Love thy neighbor. And, well, you could Batista bomb your neighbor because that to me is a sex act. I'm sorry. That whole Batista bombing thing is a fantastic sex act that I'm going to try with my husband later. yeah, honey. Okay. And so make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Yay! Woo! Okay, everybody come up here. Let's do a
group
picture.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.